Last August, an elderly man named Ronald Davies was at home with his sick wife near Phoenix. It was summertime, their air conditioning unit had recently broken, and when investigators finally arrived to check on them, the temperature inside their mobile home was 102 degrees. Davies and his wife were two of the 645 people who perished in last summer's record-shattering heat. Nearly half of those people lived outdoors without shelter. But public health officials and lawmakers are starting to pay more attention to the risk of dying indoors.
Want to play?
In a city where temperatures can flirt with 120 degrees, not everyone has air conditioning or the money to pay an electric bill. Carol Ann Kane is one of those people. She lives with her little dog, Penny, inside a one-bedroom mobile home in the Phoenix suburb of Mesa.
I call that her crack ball.
Because she loves it so much.
Oh, she beats it up and she growls at it. It's so funny.
Kane just moved here in January after a split with her husband. It's a clean and tidy place.
But there's no air conditioning.
No central air in one of the hottest places in the country. Kane knew this when she moved in, but she was broke and out of options. After her husband left, she unwittingly gave $30,000 to a scammer who walked away with her nest egg. Kane's daughters helped her buy the mobile home with the leftover money, but now she lives on $1,700 a month in Social Security to pay the bills, plus another $250 from a retirement account.
For Penny's food.
So you're living on a shoestring?
Yeah, yeah.
Air conditioning's not in the budget?
Not for me, no.
She did get one quote for central air, $17,000.
The only thing I could do was hope and pray that we can get the money together to get an air conditioning. Well, it's just, you know, it's hard. It's hard.
How are you feeling right now about the summer that's coming?
Anxious, yeah. Anxious and, you know, desperate.
Temperatures have already topped 100. Kane wakes up in a pool of sweat. She's overheated doing the dishes. The dog suffers.
It breaks my heart to see her panting the way she's panting.
She's borrowing a small, portable AC unit in the kitchen, but Kane can only afford to keep it blowing at 81 degrees. There you go. Now it's working hard.
Yeah. Now it'll cool it down quite a bit.
But that's money.
Yep.
That's money right there. That's the sound of money. This situation is dangerous. Experts say the vast majority of people who die indoors in a Phoenix summer actually have AC. They just can't afford to use it. Kane is 82. She has asthma. She lives alone. All these factors put her at risk.
When you're starting to compile risk upon risk upon risk, they are exponential.
Patricia Solis is director of the Knowledge Exchange for Resilience at Arizona State University. She says in recent years, 30 to 40% of the heat-related indoor deaths in this area happened in mobile homes, RVs, and trailers.
That's remarkable. Did it alarm you? Did it surprise you to see those numbers?
It very much surprised me. It was one of those things that are hidden in plain sight.
When she zeroed in on the numbers, she got another surprise. Many of those deaths happened in the same city where Carol Ann Kane lives.
There was a certain part of the map that popped out to me, and that was the space in Mesa. And I was like, what is happening there? What is going on? And at first we thought maybe we're missing some data. But in the end, looking at the satellite image, you can really see and zoom in. There is this row upon row of mobile home parks where it looked like this was sort of a hot spot.
The region's sunny weather has long been a draw to seniors looking for affordable places to retire. But across the state, Solis says her team has identified 175,000 mobile homes that were built before 1990. That means they likely have poor insulation or leaky windows and generally don't live up to modern building standards. People who live in mobile homes typically own the structure but rent the land from the park. And Solis says some park managers have ordered residents to take the AC units out of their front windows.
You know, my thought was, this is your home. To prohibit you from using life-saving technology does not seem like something that people in Arizona would permit. We may not agree on everything, but that seems like a no-brainer to me.
Well, she was right. In April, the governor signed a bill that protects a tenant's right to install air conditioning window units or other cooling technology in a mobile home. Republican House member David Cook co-sponsored it.
The state statute now says absolutely they can do that.
Cook said this issue is closely related to the state's housing shortage. Rents have soared in recent years, evictions are near record highs, and some people are willing to suffer without AC if it means staying in their homes.
People are on fixed incomes, now they're dealing with inflation, they may have their home paid for in one of these spots, and that's all they have. The next step is homelessness.
Last July, Phoenix suffered 31 straight days of at least 110-degree temperatures. More people died of heat-related illness than ever before. So why would any mobile home park ban a window AC unit? At a legislative committee hearing earlier this year, a lobbyist with the Manufactured Housing Communities of Arizona answered that question. Here's Jana Day.
Historically, there have been some pretty loud ones, and also they are just a bit more unsightly when, you know, the structure of the home. So some of the higher-end parks, they've chosen to restrict those.
I reached out to the organization for further comment. They didn't respond.
You know what I think is more noisy? Is a fire truck roaring down my street.
Deanna Moreau leads a statewide group of mobile home park residents.
You know what I find more unsightly is watching my neighbor be removed from their home in a body bag because they couldn't afford to run the air conditioning for their central air and they were not allowed to put in a window air conditioner. So this is a life-saving bill we're talking about.
I met Moreau at her mobile home in Phoenix, where she's created an oasis against the heat. A trellis casts deep shade on her patio, a blossoming bougainvillea bush covers the tinted front window, and a few years ago, when her central air broke down, she could afford a new $6,000 wall-mounted mini-split system. But even then...
Last year we had record-breaking temperatures in summertime. So we were out here putting up more sunscreen around the house and putting up, you know, more lattice work to try and cool it off. And you couldn't cool the place last year.
And she wasn't alone. Moreau says her group gets calls all the time from members worried about two things.
Rent is number one, heat is number two. Worry-free living and affordable housing... Those terms are no longer applicable.
Meanwhile, with the calendar marching toward summer, Carol Ann Kane finally caught a break in Mesa. When we met in mid-April, she showed me one of the little rotary fans around her mobile home.
And you can just kind of adjust the... It's just a standard fan, right?
Yep, yep.
It's going all day?
All day and all night.
A thermometer on the table in her living room showed the temperature outside was 93 degrees, nothing compared to what's coming. The sense of urgency to find a permanent air conditioning solution was clear.
I'm praying to God that we get, you know, something going before it gets to be 110, 115.
You're telling me about your situation, and I can't help but think that many of the people who face the worst outcome when... they die indoors, and I hate to even bring this up, but it's folks who have health conditions, who have lower income, who are living in mobile homes that don't have air conditioning units. Like, have you been thinking about that as the summer approaches?
No. No. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. No. I know that I'm going to end up with air conditioning. I know that my daughters will come through. But, you know, like I said, they're strapped too, you know, the three of them. So, no, I don't think of it.
And she didn't have to. When I called her back this week, Kane told me that her tax return came through with just enough money to buy a mini split. One in the front room, one in the back. Finally, her prayers had been answered.